The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the Jewish crowds, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord. So last Saturday, I was honored to be one of the 19 men ordained by the Archbishop as permanent deacons for the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. And over that weekend, I had four, what I consider my early Father's Day presents. The first one, as it would become my birthday or Father's Day, my youngest daughter would call me up and say, Dad, what do you want for your birthday? And I'd say, how about you come to Mass with your mother and I? There was this awkward silence, and then she'd go, Dad, what else do you want for your birthday? So at the ordination, all three of our children were there. So that was my first gift. The second gift I received is one of the things that a deacon can do is bless. And the first couple that I was able to bless after my ordination was my dad and my stepmom at the cathedral. So that was the second gift I got. Gifts 3 and 4 arrived on Sunday at 9:30 Mass. The first one, as I'm sure you're all aware, if you go to 9:30, all the children are invited to come up around the altar. So my granddaughter, Scarlett, who's 4, was sitting right about there. And Monsignor invited all the children up. And Scarlett, because she was invited, jumped up, ran towards the altar, and stood right about where that fern is. And I said, I'm not worried. Her mother will come with her. Her mother stayed in the pew. Panic struck. I said, I wonder how this is going to work out. Throughout the entire consecration, my granddaughter stood there and stared at me with this beautiful, angelic smile. Not her usual tone. That was my third gift. So at the end of 9:30 Mass, Cambria was here and Frank, and I got this beautiful purple lei. And if any of you have seen me outside of Mass, you know, you might have seen me in an Aloha shirt. I have a couple. And Candy and I were also presented with A large print. That's not good. A large print Liturgy of the Hours, which is one of the things you say you will read and pray each day as a deacon. So that was really nice. One of the things I'd forgot to mention was that we were going to give a blessing afterwards. So Monsignor came down and was right about here. And he goes, I don't know if you're aware of this, but one of the things a deacon can do is give you a blessing. And Jay and Candy will be outside after Mass. Monsignor then came down, knelt, and asked for my first blessing at Holy Family. And that was my fourth and most memorable gift. And Monsignor, I thank you for that gift. So, Father's Day, community, the body of Christ. One of the things that my wife and I learned when we were sponsors in RCIA is that after you journey with somebody, they would come to Mass, and if you were fortunate to be a Eucharistic minister for them, as they came down, you'd look at them and go, you give them that, I remember you. You might have that little twinkle in your eye or smile, or maybe that nod. And at that point in time, what you were, as you gave them the body of Christ, is you were the body of Christ, giving the body of Christ to the body of Christ. So this week, as we all are the body of Christ, and you go through the week, you might run across other members of the body of Christ who may take that parking place that you really wanted. You may be going down the road and they may give you a creative hand gesture, or maybe one of the littler members of the body of Christ just may do something that torques you off. Remember, we are the body of Christ. So when that happens, look at them and remember, you are the body of Christ, giving the body of Christ to the body of Christ.